Good morning, Butler. My name is Mr. Croner, and I'm one of the music teachers at the senior high school. You might have seen me with the marching band or the Tornado Big Band, but I'm also very blessed to teach many other music classes as well. If you were able to tune in on Monday, March 30th, you heard me talk about active listening in music. This talk was about how to listen to music carefully and listen to specific details. One of those things that I had you listen for in the song was the melody. Today, I want to talk about musical motifs or ideas. A motif is a short musical idea, usually just shorter than even a phrase, that occurs in a piece of music. Let me play just a few examples for you. Each of those brief excerpts were from movie soundtracks. If they were familiar to you, you could probably name the movie that they were taken from. The main lesson I want to teach you today is about a motif you hear all the time and probably never really paid attention to it, and definitely didn't know that it was an 800-year-old idea. It's from a Gregorian chant called Dies Irae. It's a Latin hymn sung in a mass for the dead. It's translated from Latin as the Day of Wrath. You will be amazed at how often this is used in movies, television shows, or other types of music. Before this lesson's over, you're going to hear many examples. Here's what the original Gregorian chant sounded like. Be prepared to be amazed. Over the next 10 minutes, I'm going to play 30 examples, and there are hundreds and hundreds more. The first one is a clip from a recently released movie called Frozen 2. Okay, now you've got a good idea of how this is going to work, so let's get started. First thing that you're going to hear is a recording from a movie called Cloverfield Lane, 2016. So the Dies Irae is kind of implied on that one. This is very clear. It's a movie called Clockwork Orange from the early 70s. This is one of the most clear examples from the 1980 movie The Shining. So the next example is a movie called The Mission, 1986. It's a Wonderful Life, 1946.
Get me back! Get me back! I don't care what happens to me! Get me back to my wife and kids!
Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. Close Encounters of the Third Kind. Rogue One, A Star Wars Story. Metropolis, 1927 movie. Big Trouble in Little China, 1986. Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets.
Get us out of here. Now!
Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
What are we doing?
Look, the only way we're gonna get back in there is to go across country.
No.
We gotta break through the fence.
Let's go.
Alright, hold on.
Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men Tell No Tales. Game of Thrones.
It's a fair offer. More than fair.
I'll offer them their lives and their freedom. If Manson kneels before me and swears his loyalty.
I don't think that's likely.
You admire him, don't you?
I respect him.
He likes you. Convince him to bend the knee.
Chris.
Or he burns.
Star Wars, A New Hope. Another very clear example coming up right now. Rogue One. Mars Attacks, 1996. Wreck-It Ralph. Colossal, 2016.
the car.
Where's the other car? Where's the other car? Alan!
Dr. Grant!
Alan!
Attack of the Clones, Star Wars.
I killed them. I killed them all.
Batman Returns, 1992. The Good Place, 2017. The Ring, 2002. Crimson Peak, 2015.
Ghosts are real. This much I know. The first time I saw when I was 10 years old.
Nightmare Before Christmas, 1993.
This time,
making Christmas
is so fine.
It's ours this time, and won't the children be surprised?
It's ours this time.
The Avengers, Infinity War, 2018.
Thanos already has the Power Stone because he stole it last week when he decimated Xandar. He stole the Space Stone from me when he destroyed my ship and slaughtered half my people.
Lord of the Rings. Iron Man 3. The Omen. Home Alone.
So you can see just through the examples I shared with you that it is a motif that is used over and over again, usually at a very traumatic point in the movie, the TV show, or even the composition. So the game that I'd like to have you play is, as you're watching things and listening to things, listen for the DSE Ray. DSE Ray. You will hear it repeatedly. And it just gives you one more way to actively listen to music and engage into what's happening on that program. So, ladies and gentlemen, my time is over, but I would like to end with a quote from our Rachel's Challenge this week, and we're speaking of kindness. So, the quote is, "Your kindness will inspire kindness in others. Think kindly, speak kindly, and act kindly." Have a fantastic day. Hang in there, Butler. We miss you, but we know we're going to get through this because we're Butler strong. Have a great day.